This is Foxcast OT, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Welcome to Foxcast. I'm physical therapist Jimmy McKay, and we today are talking to one of our colleagues at Fox Rehabilitation, Jen Revolinsky. Jen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We are recording live in person. Sometimes we do this over the internet, but today we're at the Leadership Forum for Fox Rehabilitation. This happens, what, once a year we all get together in powwow or more?
Once every 8 weeks we try to.
Man, see, I just started coming to the Fox Leadership Forum.
Oh, buckle up.
Jen took no time getting real comfortable on Foxcast. So Jen, what do you do at Fox? What's your role?
So I started as an occupational therapist. I still am and can still treat patients. I started with Fox about 8.5 years ago. Before coming to this practice, I was working in a hospital system. Did inpatient, outpatient, acute care.
Everything.
Yeah, long-term care, kind of touched on all settings, adults and pediatrics. But what really grabbed me was the older adult population, and I interviewed with Fox, and it just made sense to me to be able to work in a functional environment. You know, what's better doing...
The world.
Functional
environment.
Yeah, exactly. And what's better doing ADLs out in that world, and what's important to your client. So, yeah, I came to Fox about 8.5 years ago. I'm now in a regional director position, so I oversee a team of clinicians in the state of New Jersey in two counties. And also now doing territory development in the Midwest.
What's that mean? What's territory development?
So we are growing our practice and bringing it to other areas of the country. We are tasked to bringing it to the Midwest, to the state of Wisconsin. So we've started a team out there of clinicians. Right now we have 8 clinicians in the Milwaukee area, and we're looking to also expand that in the next couple months as
beer
well.
Beer and cheese.
Yes.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And brats.
Beer, yes. Cheese, and brats. That's good.
Yes.
So you do a lot of meeting people who are not yet with the practice.
Yes.
You have to try to figure out, and we've had on past episodes, this thing we like to call Fox seasoning, which is our culture.
Yep.
How do you go about trying to figure out if that person's the right fit and if they're going to work well and be able to kind of operate with the culture of Fox Rehabilitation?
You know, it's interesting. You know, we look for our Fox fit. I do a lot of interviews, especially with territory development, meeting a lot of people in a lot of different places.
Now, is this new grads? Is this seasoned clinicians? Both?
Everything.
Yeah.
Between PT, OT, speech, it can be new grads. It can be a couple years out of school. It can be very seasoned. We really meet with everybody.
Yeah.
People that have had experience in house calls or doing home health, and people that have never experienced it. So we do have a nice variety of people that we touch on.
So where do you start? How do you figure this out? Because you know what a Fox clinician is like, because you've been here for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you start that conversation?
Well, it's actually really nice. We have a very supportive system from our recruitment team. So they kind of initiate the conversation for me, get the idea of the practice and what we do out there. And then after that, I get to meet with them and truly talk about what we do.
How would you describe the idea of the practice to someone who's never heard of Fox before, ever?
We are outpatient on wheels. You know, we are servicing that older adult out in the community, but we are not home health. Don't require that people are homebound status. So these are people that can sometimes still be working. We may have to see them before or after they go to their jobs, but truly treating them in their functional environment, which is their home. And that home may include a private home. It may include a senior living community, an independent living community, and then we also touch on dementia specialty as well.
So then what's the next step? Once they know what the culture and Fox is like and what it's driving towards, what comes next in your role?
After a long conversation about everything that we do, and I ask a lot of questions about what they've done and their experiences, my biggest question to a clinician is, why did they become a physical therapist? Why did they become an occupational therapist? I like to know why they chose this profession.
The biggest question of all, why? What are some of the good reasons?
A lot of times it's very personal. You know, there's a personal connection to it. And to me, that always goes a long way, because that's the compassion behind what we do. We all have a reason of why we want to help people. And when you want to help somebody, that means a lot. And I think that's what drives this practice, is we all want to help somebody, whether it's an older adult or we want to manage other clinicians and help them be successful. So I think that's important too.
What are some of the wrong reasons that you've seen and said, you know what, not a fit for Fox?
If you're here just to make money, I think that's probably, we don't get a lot of that, at least not to my level. But you know, there are some people out there that just don't really care necessarily about helping people, but more so their own self-benefit. I think that would probably be the biggest thing.
But yeah, I'll tell you, the cool thing that I've seen, and I've been with Fox for about 6 months now, is that they say no a lot. A lot of practices, sure. PT, OT, SLP, are looking to hire as many clinicians as possible. Mm-hmm. Fox is looking to hire the right one. So they're okay, correct, with saying, thank you very much, we appreciate what you do, but we don't think you're a fit for Fox. Mm-hmm. And then they move on. Are there a couple things offhand that you're looking for that you want to see there? And maybe there's a couple things that you're like, nope, I definitely don't want to see that. What do you look for?
I would definitely say the first thing I'm looking for is passion. Not only to have passion to treat clients, but just passion in life in general. That's the biggest thing, honestly. Being personable, being able to have like a conversation that, you know, everybody's nervous at an interview, but if you can get them to open up a little bit,
be human.
I think that's exactly, you know, have that conversation.
I was taught early in my career that you can't teach passion or personality. You can't teach either of those things. The effort thing, that's either there or it isn't. And the personality thing, that's either there or it isn't.
Right.
Being comfortable and letting those two things shine. Mm-hmm. And like you said, being nervous on an interview, that's understandable, but you can usually see through. Is it nervous energy or is it just, you know? What else? What else are you looking for?
I think just be a good communicator. In this job as a clinician or any leadership position, you really have to be able to communicate with a variety of people. You know, we get a variety of clients, a variety of family members that we have to deal with, which is in any setting. So you really have to be able to kind of change who you are and what you're talking about with them and, you know, kind of be moldable.
Radio segue. I wrote a great blog article on foxrehab.org. Just click on Fresh Fox Content. And the title was Communication is Currency. And it just went through, since I have a communications background and then became a physical therapist, I hone in on those things.
Absolutely.
Where being able to communicate. Yeah, we go to school for a long time to learn all these things, and we're lifelong learners. We get continuing education. If it's in your head and doesn't come out, it doesn't do any good.
Right.
And how do you get that out in a way that the person listening to you is going to be able to, I say, digest it? Are they going to be able to understand it?
Absolutely.
Are they going to be able to use that information?
Mm-hmm.
What are some stories? What are some fun memories of patients? I always ask for, call them foxtails. What's a memory with a client you remember fondly?
One of my favorites was a 96-year-old Italian woman that loved to cook, made her own homemade pastas, sauces, gravy.
Gravy, sorry, yep.
And she was very depressed because she couldn't do it anymore. She was living in her own home, but she did have an aide that came in to help her. She couldn't go to the food store anymore. She couldn't make her own meals. She would have Meals on Wheels come in and bring her things or someone help her prepare. After working with her for a few months, I said, well, there's really no reason that you can't do this. So I said, well, maybe not making pasta. I said, we could sit and try and do it. So what we did was we worked with her daughter and the home health aide that she had. We had a late session. We prepped dinner, and it was her daughter's birthday. So we had her come, and she surprised her with a homemade meal that she had made for her. So that's probably one of my favorites.
If that doesn't give you a little bit of the feels, you know, right here deep down, you shouldn't be an OT. That doesn't touch you right there.
Yes.
We use the word functional. Like, I always use the word real. That was very real.
Yes.
That meant something to, it meant a lot to her. Mm-hmm. Take that thing that she couldn't do anymore away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's sad.
It's the
and you
whole
gave it
mission.
Back to her.
It's the whole mission of making people believe in doing what they thought impossible. And truly having them achieve that is what's so amazing about working for this practice.
Yeah, when you read that, you know, a lot of companies have mission statements and mantras. And that's part of one of the things that's kind of woven in the fabric here at Fox, is getting people to do what they once thought impossible. Mm-hmm. It's especially if it's one of those things that they used to do.
Absolutely.
And they now said, I guess I'm just never going to do that anymore, and you give that back to them. That's got to feel amazing,
and,
right?
And that was their passion. You know, that was her passion. That was, she was a stay-at-home mom. That was what she did, you know, from when she was little. That's what her mother did and her mother. And so that's all she knew. So to have that taken away was really, you know, sad for her. And for her to be able to do it again was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Also sad is that everybody was okay with it,
mm-hmm.
right? Some of our other healthcare providers, well, you're old. I guess you just can't do that anymore. No.
they wrote it off.
And that's the thing that really drives Fox is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know, we want you to. Aging is great. It doesn't mean you should be able to do less. And we know this. This is science. This is not just Jimmy thinks or Jen feels. This mm-hmm. is science knows that if we work you, you mm-hmm. can get back to doing those things. And that story is a great example. If I were to say sum Fox rehabilitation up in one word, what would the word be?
Proactive.
You're about to say a second word.
Yeah, you said one.
All right, two words, go.
Proactive and passionate. Because passionate can really touch on so many things.
Sure. If someone were thinking about working for Fox Rehabilitation, maybe you bumped into somebody who, and you found that they were a PT or an OT or an SLP, and they said, you know, I've heard of Fox. I've seen the orange around at conferences. Mm-hmm. You can't miss the orange. What would you tell them about coming to work here?
Do you want to work in a great environment with great people and doing the things that you love and truly be able to treat the way that you want to?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's it. Jen, appreciate your time coming on Foxcast.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast OT, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Listen to other episodes or read articles and position papers at foxrehab.org.